Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
4 o'clock here on NBA draft night, and we will have draft coverage, Miami Heat draft coverage. Solana, Tobin, Tommy Tig, cast of thousands from the Kaseya Center tonight begins at 7 p.m. right here on this very radio station. Is there anything bubbling, Solana? Anything percolating about the Heat or NBA trade news? Am I missing anything today?
There are a lot of people who believe that not just the Miami Heat, but that there's going to be a lot of movement into this draft. I was reading an ESPN.
I was just curious if there was like anything, though, recently that is starting to percolate.
No, not that I've seen anything. All the mock drafts have, as I've told you guys a couple times, Walter Clayton Jr. out of Florida. That's who everybody expects the Miami Heat to draft. Things don't normally work out that clear and cut, though. So nothing really percolating right now in terms of movement or trades.
Hey, did you know, I just saw a tweet from Will Manso where he's at the Kaseya Center. He's like, hey, been a long time. Did you know that the Panthers are replacing the scoreboard for next season?
The Panthers?
Amarant?
At Amarant. Yeah, yeah. No. I just happened to see Will the Kaseya Center, and it got me thinking about the arena. An arena, and I saw George Richards tweet out today that that's the last time you'll see the scoreboard at the Panthers game because they're replacing it for next year.
Back-to-back Stanley Cup champs, you got a little bread in your pocket.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, should they be making any changes?
Let's see what.
George Richards, you got to upgrade.
No, I don't know, man.
Bro, Richards is not going to play any different if the damn scoreboard is not
there. It could happen. George Richards tweeted out about an hour ago, that's the last of the new 2013 scoreboard. The arena's third scoreboard will be put in this summer.
I like it.
Also, did you see, I don't know if you mentioned in the headlines at all today, Evander Kane from the Edmonton Oilers, who was in the penalty box half the series, he was traded today.
I'd trade him too. He was terrible. He just slapped people in the face with his stick. I could do that.
I would have had a drink with him at the parade on Sunday. That guy was as instrumental to the Panthers' second cup in a row as anyone.
You see Marchie's
power play Kane.
Marchie's comment. There were Barkov memes, an Instagram account, Panthers Instagram account, posted the news. And Brad Marchand, he responded, think he's still laughing, ?
And it was a picture of him and Evander Kane where Evander Kane was kind of laughing in the photo. Yeah. Marchand is he's that dude.
I love that dude.
I do. I love him. I absolutely love that guy.
Until he's on the Carolina Hurricanes next year and he's playing.
Oh, hate him, bastard. Yeah. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
These guys were in the Bahamas yesterday. You saw they found a Dairy Queen in the Bahamas.
Yes. Yes. I saw that.
Yeah.
Delightful.
I didn't know they had DQ in the Bahamas.
I didn't know either. I'd usually go straight to the all-inclusive resort and go straight to the airport after that. I don't usually wonder.
I mean, the Bahamas, it is easier to get to the Bahamas than Wellington, where Tobin lives. So, how would that surprise you that they have Dairy Queen in the Bahamas?
I didn't know. I didn't know. The blizzard traveled internationally, Hawk. Sorry.
People explore the Bahamas?
I love when, you know, at the Bahamas resort, you know, it's like, oh yeah, I flew in from Kansas. This is so great or whatever, you know, and you're like, I mean, people don't realize it's an 18-minute flight from Fort Lauderdale to Grand Bahama. 18 minutes, right? Is that Fort Lauderdale to Grand Bahama, or is that Miami to Grand Bahama?
It's, I think it might be Miami to Grand Bahama, but okay, for Fort Lauderdale, it's 24 minutes. Like, right. Yeah, you don't even, you're 100 feet off the ground. They just fume.
We used to, when we were in college, because that was really the only place to gamble, like table games, if you didn't want to go to Vegas. That was like the only place to gamble. So we would, on the weekends, fly over to the Bahamas. But you talk about not getting like 100 feet off the ground. The airline we used to fly was Laker Air. And it was owned by Sir Freddie Laker, who was a British national. Because it's a British island, right? In the Bahamas, British island?
It is.
I believe so. Yeah.
Sir Freddie Laker was the owner of the airline.
That's why they speak English.
This literally was like riding a hoopty in the air. Like, it was, it was just, you know, broken down seats. I doubt both engines worked on the airplane, but you were like, 18 minutes. what could be so? It's over the water. You're barely out there. And it was like, it felt like you were on like a ride at the Universal Studios. I was like, it'll be a little scary, a little bumpy coming in and out, but you land, you go right and gamble.
It's an hour on a boat.
Yeah, it's an hour on a boat.
On a nice day, it's an hour on a boat. Like, we're fishing, and you look over, and what's that? Oh, that's Bimini. Oh, okay, we've been out here like 45 minutes. We already can see Bimini? Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Does it count?
I check in every time. I just want to put that out there because it's illegal.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Does it count if you get off on a cruise ship in Nassau or if you fly direct to Punta Cana in the DR and you stay at an all-inclusive or if you stay at Atlantis? Does that count as visiting another country? Can you say,
like, were you really there?
I've been to the DR. I've been to the Bahamas. Can you say, does it count?
I don't, in my mind, the Bahamas isn't leaving the country. For some reason, DR, no. Costa Rica, I can.
But
do
if you're
that,
at an all-inclusive resort, you're not really seeing the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, no, I'm not going back to Dominican Republic. I almost died.
Yeah, you got a bad stomach bug.
Yeah, I got it. I'm not going back there. Don't eat the salad in DR. Beautiful country.
Yeah, most people have a better constitution than you.
Eat the salad then, Hawk. I'll get you a ticket. Go eat some.
That's why I go to the DR for the salad. I actually go,
go
the
there Dominican
or
Republic
Ruby,
salad.
There, Dominican Republic and Ruby Tuesday. Two places for salad.
It's because you didn't walk into the hospital and say, que lo que? They would have put you in the first room. Oye, mi tigre, que lo que? They would have put you in the VIP room, in the VIP room, bro.
I know y'all heard this story. The hospital in the DR did not have air conditioning. There were flies laying on my arm while they put the IV in.
I remember you telling that. That is like, because when you told the story originally, like, it's when you thank your lucky stars that you've got as many faults as there are, the American medical system. When you said there were flies up and down my arm while they were putting the IV in. Yeah.
No problem either. And I had to get out of there. Once I got the narcotics, I said, hey, give me a narcotic about 7 a.m. because I got a 9 a.m. flight.
You know, I've been watching these travel shows I told you on YouTube. You know, these guys travel to outlandish, war-torn places at times. I watched one. Solana, you got to watch this. Mm-hmm. It's the Congo. I think it's the Democratic Republic of Congo,
yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So there's no more roadway from Kinshasa, which I believe is the capital city, to whatever the second largest city is. There's no more roadway. So you have to take this river, which I believe is also called the Congo. Isn't it in the river the Congo, the River Congo? Yeah.
I don't know. I've seen the movie.
So correct. Yes, you've seen the movie. You liked it inexplicably. It's a terrible movie. Inexplicably, Amy, you gorilla. Like it.
Bad gorilla, go away. I love that movie.
So, for people who want to go from this one city to the next, they have to take a boat down the River Congo. And I believe it's like 1,700 kilometers because you can't, you know, ooh, the river goes where it wants. You can only follow along. You can't.
Oh, what?
Yeah, you can't make a direct line. So, but there's no roadway. So these people get on this boat. It's one of the few boats that does this trip, and it's in this port. And everyone starts loading into the boat, loading into the boat. And there's 2,000 people on this boat. And it's a long, flat, it's not like a, like, I don't know how to describe it. But people, they're bringing all their belongings on. So it becomes a little bit of like a shanty town on the boat. And you kind of just declare your space, and people bring food and hot pots. And I mean, like, because it's going to be a 2-week trip, but it's not like they provide you what? Any food or anything. And when I tell you every, I'm going to send this to you. I couldn't believe what I was watching, but the owner of the boat, because the Congo has some problems with corruption, they wouldn't fill the boat with gas until he paid a bribe, but he refused to pay the bribe. So everyone and their families, they're on this boat ready to leave. 30 days before they left, he finally paid the bribe after they had been on the boat waiting in the port for 30 days.
Come on, man.
I'm going to send this to you. It was one of the most
2,000 people on a boat for a month.
Yep. Oh, before it left, a month. Then it's a 2-week trip to get to Kinshasa.
Man, you Kinshasa can't believe can go what you're to hell. Watching. I'm getting back to the airport.
I'm gonna send this to you. I gotta find it. My
that's history. Crazy. But to your point, I appreciate living in America. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been to hospitals in 5 different countries.
Well, you're very unhealthy.
I bet you have.
Yeah. And nothing beats Baptist Hospital on 88th Street, man. Let me tell you. Kendall Drive.
Just quickly, why have you gone to hospitals in 4 other countries? What was the ailment? Hmm.
How much time do you have?
That is pretty wild. That's a wild stat.
Yeah, and it's 100% true too. I wish it wasn't, but it is.
Oh, we believe you.
Yeah.
Just quick country diagnosis.
In one country, I had a Halls, a red Halls. Got sick later in the day. Threw up. Saw red in my throw up and. I thought I threw up blood, so I had to go to the hospital.
But you had it how many days prior?
No, like that morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And you threw up because you were drinking?
Where were you?
That trip I was in Israel for that trip. Another time in Uruguay, I got really sick, and I'm like, take me to the hospital. I need an IV. So they take me to the hospital. Guess what? In Uruguay, when you have the stomach flu, they don't give you an IV. They give you an injection into your ass.
You needed an IV? Why'd you need an IV?
Because that's what I do. I get a stomach flu. I've told you guys this. Like, why am I going to suffer 3 days with the stomach virus? Take me to the hospital. I'll pay whatever I got to pay. Get me an IV, and you feel like $1 million after
just
that.
Just for fluids?
Yeah.
Just for fluids?
Yeah, you feel great. Whatever they shove in there.
I don't know what they shoved in your butt cheek. But what's the next 4? Because it's a trend going on here, Solana.
Spain.
What happened?
I'd rather not talk about that one.
Did they play with your butt again?
You're a little quick on the trigger to get to a hospital, aren't you?
No.
Well, you know what I, from my experience,
such a last resort for me. I've been to a hospital maybe once or twice in my life. Well, like that, it's just such a.
You're not getting the real culture then from other places. I don't know what to tell you.
But no, Salada. So
I live like local. I live like a local. I don't go to Italy and wait, you go to a cathedral and you go to Spain, huh? Is that what you do? You go to Valencia, you go to
a lot of local. A lot of local Uruguayans are going to get their IV when they got a little tummy ache.
Shot into their butt.
I want to know what it's really like to live in these places. Really, you know?
Okay, so Spain was what? Another stomach problem?
Yeah.
And then the last one is where?
Italy.
You know what it is? Stomach problem. He's a nervous traveler.
Huck, he's drunk.
I think he's
stomach
nervous.
Stomach virus, throw up. He gets drunk and then he wants to go and panic to the hospital. Solana, you're drunk.
Nah, I'm not drunk. Trust me.
Drink something a little lighter, like an Aperol Spritz on your next vacation.
You'll never go to the hospital again on Aperol Spritz.
Never go to the hospital. Wild of me.
Solana, go eat a salad in the DR. I'm telling you, it's a great thing.
Don't recommend injections into an ass cheek, by the way, for anybody out there who's wondering.
You didn't grow up in the 70s. I mean, every shot was right into the ass cheek.
Huck, he's requesting it. They're like, no, shoulder. No, here you go, doc.
Oh, when I was a kid in the 70s, I mean, that was every, like, penicillin. You got it right in the ass cheek.
I'm glad I didn't grow up in the 70s.
Yeah. Let me tell you how they took your temperature in the 70s, too.
I am not a Rottweiler.
Man, I just feel like I grew up in the wrong time, man. 70s sounds
great. You love the 70s.
Always felt like I'm an old soul.
You hate that little finger thermometer, don't you?
No, oh, there's, dog, a better way, there's a better way to check my pulse.
No, I like it old school.
What do you got? Latex? Got any latex thing around?
Gracious.
By the way, I'll be doing your draft coverage live tonight at the Kaseya Center.
Tell Tommy Tog the Spain story.
Tell Tommy Tog. Ask him how he used to get his temperature taken when he was a kid. I guarantee you. It was stomach down.
Stomach down.
Under the armpit? No. That's not accurate.
That's what I used to tell my mom. I'd be like, I think they take it under the armpit now. Oh, no, I don't trust that.
I don't trust that. I want internal.
You learned real quick in the 70s, you better be sick if you're going to tell a parent you're sick. Because...
hearing these stories.
Like, honestly, like, you had to be on death's door to say, because if they wanted to come in and take your temperature, you know, they'd be like, they'd put their hand on their, I think you might have a temperature. No, I'm fine. In the meantime, like, your body's shutting down, but you don't want your temperature taken.
Oh, Jack. Lana would love it. Morning temperature time.
So the River Congo, huh, Hawk?
Wait till I send you guys this video. You're not going to believe it.
Have you looked up the Uzbekistan one? Uzbekistan travel videos or no?
I've watched a lot of them.
Yeah, man. It's insane. Like, this, I guess the capital city of Uzbekistan is built like some extravagant city, you know, metropolis.
Yeah, it's very Uzbekistan. Yeah, very similar to North Korea, which is they have all these luxurious buildings, whatever, but nobody's there.
Right,
nobody
ghost towns.
Nobody can afford to go there. But nobody can travel there either because it's closed off.
Right.
So Uzbekistan is almost like the ruler's like toy.
Yeah,
like how you'd build a toy city. Yeah,
and people talk about, you know, they get approved to go and they go and they're touring, but they notice like these weird sets of occurrences that are happening where they're like, yeah, that person's following me. Like there's no
it's
doubt.
It's like the Truman Show almost. Yeah. Like it's a fake city that everyone is aware of, but I don't know. Very strange.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Your weather. Meet the Mesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954 more. You're
proud of this
30s.
Segment.
Solana, you better not get kidnapped. It's over for you. You need the temperature checked every morning.
You can tell Valentina tonight, hey, let's play 70s doctor.
Why do you think I'm engaged to a nurse?
Temperature time.
Temperature time. I'm telling you, as a kid who grew up in the 70s, that was the worst.
To be funny, the first time I grew up and like had my first dogs and animals and went to the vet, and they grabbed their tail. I'm like, what is going on here? Y'all can't do it in his arm or his tongue or underneath. Like, Now I couldn't even think about being a human. Now they have these little
there
these little forehead
you're
guns.
Waiting, like you're laying there, and because you know it's about to get there. Oh man,
why was that? Why?
Well, because I think the theory was you're getting to the interior of the body, which is where the temperature is probably truest, rather than somewhere on the exterior. Hmm. And then my guess is somebody, after they would take their anal temperature, would then take it under their arm and keep going, you know, I'm getting the same number here, and I'm not figuring out why we need to exactly do it that way if I'm getting the same number under my tongue, under my arm.
Hey, man, I got a colonoscopy, and I was asleep. But you get up uncomfortable looking back at the doctor and he's standing there and I'm like,
I love the colonoscopy.
Hey, doc. Hello, Mr. Crowder. Calm down. Don't talk too loud. Let's just get to know each other.
Maybe I should book a colonoscopy.
Call your brother.
Hey, do you have any waking colonoscopies?
Colonoscopy, no sedative. Just let's go and get it done.
Raw dogging.
No medication needed, doc. I'm good.
Are you feeling it. You have something like you feel like some? No, feel great. I'm here for the colonoscopy. Jimmy, call a GI for me and ask them if they do non-sedated colonoscopy. All right, anything else, Solana?
Valentina, it's my birthday. Bring one of those tubes home.
I got to tell you what Hawk told me about growing up in the 70s. You know what? I can't even tell you. Let me show you what Hawk described.
Hey, Crowder, we've all seen the episodes of The Pivot, you talking about your escapades with Asia. So, I don't know, man. Maybe relax on the jokes, because we've heard...
Nakedness?
Nah.
Oh, hey, there. Listen, nakedness and butt play is two different things.
your weather from the Investment and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free
consultation. I don't know if you're understanding, Solana. This was my mom taking my temperature. I wasn't on a date. It wasn't like things were going well and they just progressed a little more rapidly than I thought.
We have a connection. Temperature time.
Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's hot. It's humid. That's your weather.
Well, I'm in the mood for Cheetah Pompano. That's a great spot to watch a game or a fight. They got HDTVs throughout the club. Your temperature will rise at Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Palm Beach.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Khalil?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So the draft is tonight. What time does the draft start? I know our coverage starts at 7. What time does the actual draft start?
8 p.m.
8 p.m. tonight. And everybody's guess is that Cooper Flag will go first. And then I guess things can... Actually, I can tell you what the Hard Rock Bet app says if it's changed at all from yesterday. Anything going on in the Jumbo Shrimp game, by the way? They were down 7-6 in the top of the ninth. Anybody know how that ends?
They lost 7-6.
They lost. How'd Mervis do?
He didn't play.
Oh, isn't that convenient?
Oh, wow. Goodness gracious.
Shadow banned him right from the game.
Wow.
Oh, let's see. We got a guy who's hitting home runs like they're going out of business. Put him on the bench. So, Cooper Flag tonight, -100,000 to go first overall. And Dylan Harper is -10,000 to go second overall. Let me see if they have... No, they don't have anything for the 20th pick. Yeah, I don't see much that really... Oh, wow. There's a draft prospect. I don't know if you researched him. Derek Queen. Man, that is close to Derry Queen.
Yeah, remember, he had a DQ sponsorship, I believe, during Brilliant. The NCAA tournament. Yeah.
Did Derry Queen capitalize enough on the Florida Panthers Stanley Cup, do you think? I mean, they did that signing.
Not at
what
all.
Was it, the DQ in Tamarack, where Brad Marchand was?
Yeah, just
like
one.
More, right?
Yeah, amp it up.
The shirt?
Do something, have it in all the stores. Yeah, I don't think they did enough.
They might have had the most popular shirt to come out of this Panthers title run, no? The Dairy
It wasn't
Queen
even
shirt?
The Dairy Queen shirt, was it?
Is that not in partnership with Dairy Queen?
I don't think so.
No?
Oh.
Are you sure?
I feel like I'm sure. I can't confirm or deny whether I'm really sure about this. I do know that DQ got an incredible amount of publicity surrounding this. Like, it's funny to me, the stuff coming out of the OKC championship was that they couldn't drink very much beer and they couldn't open the champagne bottles. And the stuff coming out of the Panthers championship is DQ blizzards. I love that kind of stuff.
You're right. There is no mention of Dairy Queen on this t-shirt. The t-shirt
right.
Everybody was wearing at the parade that everybody wants. Dairy Queen didn't fork up the cash to
like
to sponsor
honestly
it?
If you're Dairy Queen, like, wouldn't you have paid anything to have a float in the parade?
That's a good idea.
I mean, you would have been celebrated like one of the most important members of the team. Like, you would have had thousands of screaming people for a Dairy Queen Blizzard float, or, you know, pull up shop in Fort Lauderdale Beach and give out DQ Blizzards or something. I feel like they just came up woefully short. By the way, we were talking about Dairy Queen in the Bahamas. Jimmy told us DQ operates in 17 countries, excluding the U.S., Canada, and Bahamas, where they have a good presence. So in addition to the U.S., Canada, and Bahamas, there's 17 other countries where you can get DQ.
Look into some stocks.
I happen to love Dairy Queen. I think that is a great soft serve ice cream.
All the ones I've been to smell funny.
Like mop water?
Like, yeah, rotten milk or mop water. Yeah. It's no pleasant smell. Like, I want new car smell, or maybe, you know, tropical island. Just, you know, maybe a dangle.
Isn't that part
some
of the
little
appeal of the Dairy Queen?
No, right. No.
It is, yeah.
The appeal is stinky.
Yeah, like gritty and grimy.
Yeah.
Let me go get something to put in my mouth from a gritty, grimy place.
Yeah. Something about it, man. It just works.
Mm-hmm. No, because I know what I'm getting.
See why y'all like y'all temperature taking.
I know what I'm getting when I go to Dairy Queen. I know what I'm there for. It's not, you know, spotless floors and aromatherapy. It's
right.
I want to indulge in something that is unhealthy.
Yeah.
And mop water.
Well, you know, whatever it takes.
Y'all are different.
What are you getting, a massage at Dairy Queen? Like, just give me a blizzard. Who cares what it smells
like? The Kaseya Center, you think, is going to be packed tonight? I can't figure out if there's a lot of excitement for picking 20 when it's not the deepest draft in the world. Like, I don't really know. I know they're having a draft party tonight, right? I mean, it's certainly not going to be the Upper Bowl. Like, it would all be – I'm just curious, like, how many people you think will be there tonight?
Yeah, I don't know how many people, but I'll tell you what. I saw the floor plan of what activations are going to have today. Anybody who's going is going to have a good time because they have Papa Shot. They have, obviously, food offerings or whatever. Like, it looks like they're trying to make it an experience. Come hang out on the floor, and it's going to be a fun night overall.
Anything from Ira or Anthony Chang? Any news on the Heat at all?
I've checked in this past hour since you asked me, Hawk. There appears to be some chatter about Jonathan Kuminga. People are talking about Jonathan Kuminga. Should the Heat make an offer for Jonathan Kuminga? We've done the Kuminga thing already once before. And Ira pointed out that acquiring him in a sign-and-trade, whatever team does that, is then hard-capped at the first tax apron. So that doesn't seem likely from the Heat's perspective. And there's a large contingency that believe the Miami Heat should blow this up. I don't believe the Miami Heat are going to do that. So I'm sticking to my prediction. I think the Heat will select whoever it is that they feel is the best option at number 20. And that'll be the news tomorrow. We'll talk about
who they drafted. Ooh, I never played Allot Weil today. How long is the Allot Weil segment? Because maybe we can do that at the top of the hour at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I think it's like 83 minutes. I don't
know if I feel like you're trying to pull a fast one on me there.
6 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do that in the next segment. Yeah.
With the draft, we drafted Bam. He's an all-star. We drafted Tyler. He's an all-star. Pressure to Chua wasn't. Triple J, I don't know if he's still up for grabs. Khalil Ware up for grabs. Like, are we really – that's 2 for 5?
Well, the thing is, you're not – I mean, you're picking at 20. So, you know, when did they take Bam? Maybe
Bam was 14. Tyler was 13.
14.
Yeah.
Yeah. 20. You're getting up there. Like, if you're expecting to draft an all-star at 20, you're looking to hit a home run. Just is what it is. That's the purgatory of being good enough, not terrible, not great. That's what happens. I mean,
that's what was I listening to? I think Geltzeiler. Geltzy was on with Joe, and he was saying it's exactly where you don't want to be, where you have a couple all-stars that can't win, but you're not bad enough to get a great player, and now you're just floating at the play-in round every season.
I agree with that. Genuinely, I do. But I also think the Miami Heat have floated in this territory before, and then it resulted in Jimmy Butler and, you know, two finals appearances
in 5 years.
Anything can happen.
Years, so. I don't, like, anything can happen. There's, I mean, all you have to do is look at the middle of last season when Luka gets traded off Dallas to go, anything you think might not happen could happen. So I don't put it past the Heat that they'll have a big name on the roster at some point during the season, but it's been quiet.
Fans on social media, and we always talk about Twitter, is not a true representative of a pulse of a fan base.
Yeah,
and it's true. Tonight, Hawk, I think that'll be the case. If you look on Twitter, everybody's outraged. People aren't coming to the games anymore. It's just not true. Like, there's going to be Heat fans that are excited to be there, excited for who the Heat are going to draft tonight. People operate in these ultimatums. Either you get Kevin Durant and you save Pat Riley's legacy, or you don't get Kevin Durant. You have to blow it up because if not, Pat Riley doesn't know what he's doing anymore and the Heat don't have a plan. And it just boggles my mind how people operate, like, on one end or the complete other end. No, like, they're showing some...
Well, no, they're the middle ground is essentially running it back. I mean, people are talking about, like, it's not like, well, you're kind of running it back at this point.
Yeah.
At this point. I'm not saying that that's the exact plan, but at this point, it seems kind of like a run back.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll add a DeMar DeRozan or a Russell Westbrook or whatever, like, or a little bit of name power, but it's essentially at this point. Doesn't mean it will be.
Right.
But at this point, you're running it back.
But the fan, as a fan, you want to win the East and go to the championship, or you want to be terrible and get the second pick of the draft? You don't want to be 41-41 in the play-in round and see what happens. Like that sucks. It sucks to be there from fandom, like the Dolphins. It sucks to be where the Dolphins are right now. We're going to go right around 500.
Yeah.
We might make the wild card. We're not going to win the AFC East, so we'll see what happens. You're going to get your ass whooped in the first round, and now we're still sitting there picking at 16.
But like the Heat kind of tell you all the time, is you say you want to blow it up and get in a high draft pick, wait till you're 20 games into the season. Tell me if you still feel the same way.
Yeah, and then good luck making the right choice when you get there. Good luck having the lottery balls fall your way. And good luck as a fan and as a team going through 2-3 years of a rebuild. Like, that's what bothers me. People just talk about this like it's 2K, and you can simulate an 82-game season in 3 hours. And it doesn't work that way.
Well, it's just not guaranteed.
Man.
It's just not guaranteed. The question is, would you rather go through 3 lean years to have a really good competitive team on the outside, or would you rather go through a dozen years on a hamster wheel? The problem is those dozen years, you may have an outlier year, which the Heat have had, where you go to a Eastern Conference Finals, and after those 3 years, you may not have a championship team. You may miss. So,
listen, I went through 07, 1-15, to get to 08, 11-5, to get whooped by the Ravens in the wild card round.
Was the 1-15 season intentional, though? Like, did you guys know you were going to be bad?
We knew because they had so many injuries. Ronnie Brown tore his ACL. People started tearing ACL. That's the Cleo Lemons and the Tyler Thigpens. That's that season. So we knew about, Hawk, around 0-8, we kind of figured out.
No, but I'm saying before, it wasn't like, hey, the thought is we'll be terrible this season because in 08 we'll be really competitive.
No, I know you didn't, Crowder. You know how I know?
It wasn't at all.
I found training camp audio, which we need to play. I've been saying this for a year. Training camp audio in our archives of Channing Crowder going into the 1-15 season. But again, Cam Cameron, new coach. You're kind of like the face of the defense at this point, especially vocal leader.
That's when I took that's when Zach left and I became the defensive captain.
Crowder, based on your comments,
wide open.
You would have thought your team was going to the Super Bowl. I'm just throwing it
like the way I talked about Caitlin Clark yesterday around this time.
Yeah.
And then they put up a season like she put up a game last night.
Perhaps the worst game she'll ever play, literally.
Top five, 05, 06, top five NFL defenses. Now Cam's coming in to run the offense. Dom Capers is still there to run the defense. Baby, we about to show out. Ronnie Brown was leading the league in every category until he tore his knee up like week 3. And then it went downhill fast.
And it's still downhill.
At 0-8 is when we kind of looked around and said, hey, y'all, we are garbage.
This isn't turning around.
We are garbage.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't look like a typical major leaguer. but I can throw that gas.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.